A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter addressed Cornelius and his household. You must have heard about the recent happenings in Judea about Jesus of Nazareth and how he began in Galilee. After John had been preaching baptism, God had anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and because God was with him, Jesus went about doing good and curing all who had fallen into the power of the devil. Now I and those with me can witness to everything he did throughout the countryside of Judea and in Jerusalem itself, and also to the fact that they killed him by hanging him on a tree. Yet, 3 days afterwards, God raised him to life and allowed him to be seen, not by the whole people, but only by certain witnesses that God had chosen beforehand. Now we are those witnesses. We have eaten and drunk with him after his resurrection from the dead, and he has ordered us to proclaim this to his people and to tell them that God has appointed him to judge everyone alive or dead. It is to him that all the prophets bear this witness, that all who believe in Jesus will have their sins forgiven through his name. The word of the Lord.
This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end. Let the sons of Israel say, his love has no end. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me up. I shall not die, I shall live and recount his deeds. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. You must know how even a small amount of yeast is enough to leaven all the dough. So get rid of all the old yeast and make yourselves into a completely new batch of bread, unleavened as you are meant to be. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Let us celebrate the feast by getting rid of all the old yeast of evil and wickedness, having only the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The word of the Lord. Christians, to the Paschal victim offer sacrifice and praise. The sheep are ransomed by the Lamb, and Christ, the undefiled, had sinners to his Father reconciled. Death with life contended, combat strangely ended. Life's own champion, slain, yet lives to reign. Tell us, Mary, say what thou didst see upon the way. The tomb the living did enclose, I saw Christ's glory as he rose. The angels there attesting, shroud with grave clothes resting. Christ, my hope, has risen. He goes before you into Galilee. That Christ is truly risen from the dead we know. Victorious King, thy mercy show.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
It was very early on the first day of the week and still dark when Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been moved away from the tomb and came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, she said, and we don't know where they have put him. Peter set out with the other disciple to go to the tomb. They ran together, but the other disciple, running faster than Peter, reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloth lying on the ground, but did not go in. Simon Peter, who was following, now came up. He went right into the tomb, saw the linen cloths on the ground, and also the cloth that had been over his head. This was not with the linen cloths, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and he believed. Till this moment, they had failed to understand the teaching of Scripture, that he must rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's been a long week for those of you that have been at every service. So I'm going to keep this short. You can applaud now if you want. That Gospel in today's resurrection story hit me quite hard. I do a lot of funerals for various people, not only Catholics. Death is always the hardest thing to talk about and to console people with. But today, there's something different about it. The difference is Christ has conquered death. And as Easter people, we believe that death is just a transition to the new life in Christ. Everything around the services this week is very staged. We walk through it in slow order. But in today's gospel, people aren't walking through it. They're running through it. The gospel says Mary Magdala went to visit the tomb. And when she found that Jesus wasn't there, or his body wasn't there, she ran. She ran to tell the apostles that Christ was no longer dead. And in the same way, when she ran to Peter and told him the Lord was not in the tomb. And Jesus, in his turn, ran to the tomb. And I think the question we ask ourselves, do we run as Easter people to the Lord? do we run to our friends. On Good Friday, I talked about the outstretched arms of Jesus, whether it be on the cross, in the crucifixion, or the cross behind us as the risen King. Holding your arms out tells everyone the story. It tells of love. It tells of the embrace. It tells of the openness you have for Jesus. That's the positive side of Easter as we look at the cross. So do we run and sing hallelujah, as the refrains are just in the after Easter period? We say alleluia, alleluia at the end. They're songs of praise. We're here this morning, and so many here this morning, to give praise to God. How does that relate to death still? When I went home last night, I was watching the news, and they were doing a sequence about Ukraine having spent a year at war. And I just wondered how much love the people have for each other in Ukraine in their turmoil and the deaths that they have to face. It finished talking about the Ukrainian soldier that was executed. I think most of you will have seen that on television. And they were saying, who is it? Who was the man? But he didn't fear death. And death is something we should not fear, because today Christ has overcome death. But before he was shot, he said, glory to Ukraine. We, in the same way, do not fear death and say glory to God through his Son, Jesus Christ, death and resurrection. I wish you all a happy Christmas, a peaceful Christmas, a joyous Christmas. I knew I'd get that bit wrong. Sorry, Easter. I've had too much chocolate already. So sorry, a happy Easter. And I hope when you leave here, you're careful and you don't go running. I'd hate for anyone to trip over and fall. But please, please, enjoy the rest of the holidays. And on behalf of Father Joseph, I bet everyone was expecting me to say Father Anthony then. Father Joseph and Deacon Ray and myself, we wish you all the best.